Andrew Stanton, prop tech influencer, all over LinkedIn. Why are estate and letting agents so bad at doing social media well? Talk to me.
Chris, the answer is they don't know how to do it. So if they don't know how to do it, they haven't got time, they feel, to learn. The good news is the new businesses that are starting up, the people who are 23, 24, a couple of mates, a couple of girls getting together, setting up an agency, they're killing it. In most medium-sized towns, and I deal a lot of agents, one branch and three branches, I'll go along and they'll say, oh, there's an agent up there doing really, really well. And I'll go, okay, how long have they been open? They go, oh, 9 months. And I go, okay, what are they doing? And they'll go, oh, they're all over social media. And they go, oh, they must have got a specialist in. And I said, no, they're 23. They've set a business up. If they were florists, if they were a baker's, their bill would be over social media. They're not doing it as a slight against you. They're not saying, oh, you are the big cheese of the town. You turn over, you know, £1 million. You make 400 profit a year. And we're going to duff you over. They just think, I'm opening a business. What are we going to do? We need to attract customers. How are we going to do that? Well, social media. They don't think, I'm going to contact the post office and send out 5,000 flyers for everyone's door and say, I'm the best agent in town. And that's the truth. And I think people... I'm a late convert. I'll put my hand on my heart. I'm a late convert to social media. LinkedIn, I kept away from it for years. I thought, why do I want to be on LinkedIn? The only people who go on LinkedIn are people who need a job and they want to be out there so people can see how brilliant they are and get a job. How wrong was I? I go on LinkedIn and I can reach out and I can talk to anybody and anyone can talk to me, share ideas, get to know what's going on. It is a fantastic community. And also, it communicates who I am and what I do. 98% of my business comes from LinkedIn. And for years, I wouldn't go on it. And I think agents should be on it. Here's a good example. I've got a client, and he goes, oh, I know you're on LinkedIn a bit. He says, you're a bit controversial. I said, well, I only make a comment when I know statistically I am correct, and I don't make it off the cuff. I said, I think you should get on LinkedIn. And he said, oh, I don't think it's for me. Now, he's a brilliant authority on land and development. I mean, he's the godfather. You know, where his office is, he is like the land man. And he beavers away in his office, and actually he works more hours than we did combined. I mean, he is, you know, always working. I said, should we get you on LinkedIn? And he goes, no. And then after some encouragement, he got on LinkedIn. And I think he was only on there 3 weeks. And he's a big advocate of the town that he's in and the people that he's looking after. And the council contacted him on LinkedIn and said, you are our biggest advocate. You really care, and we know that you care about the development of the area and what's coming, rail links, road links, and all the rest of it. We look to you as a thought leader. And he showed me this, and I said, right. So you're beavering away, being the genius. You're the Albert Einstein of the planning. You're there. Now, I'm a nationwide builder, and I'm going to build all these houses, and I don't know you exist, but I know you exist now. And I'm going to contact you. He says, I'm getting so much business. And I said, yeah. And I said, deservedly so, because you are out there.
What? So agents should be bragging how many houses they've sold, how wonderful they are, the services they provide, and what they do.
They should be doing that if they don't want to get any business. Because the first thing I would do, it's a bit like on social media, I'm having a wonderful life and all the rest of it. Those people would be the people that I immediately say, I don't want to ever see a post from you again. And I'm sure that when I'm on LinkedIn and I do something that's a little bit controversial, they'll go, oh, Stanton's off on one, and they turn away from me. But I also do get a core following of people who say, I need to know what's going on in agency. I can look at the local agency trade magazines and different bits and pieces. But this guy actually seems to know everything that's going on. And it is my business to do that. And I think agents just need to do the same. If I were, right, okay, so I'm a 25-year-old sitting in my bedroom thinking of putting my house on the market. I look on Facebook or something like that, and I see that Blogs has got a pie chart and they've sold more houses than everyone else last year. Does that impress me? It might do, or I might just flick past that. If ever there's a social post and someone says, are you sitting in your bedroom? Are you thinking about moving? But you don't really know what to do. I think, they're communicating to me. My goodness. And actually, of course, like Netflix do, they will send a message to the person in the bedroom who wants to watch the film on, I don't know, a rom-com. And in the same household, they will send a social message to someone else who likes gardening, because they can discern who their clients are. And that's what you can do with social media. It's brilliant. It's not just one. You can send out varying messages to different people. And they all think, oh, he, she, they're talking about me, and draws them in.
It's all about talking about stuff that about the person, that the recipient, yeah, and what they're interested in, not being the person at the party that talks about themselves online.
Chris, the first thing I was taught when I went into agency, I had a great manager, Andrew Wallace. He said, when someone comes through the door of the agency, think there's a big sign on their head saying, I'm worth lots of money. And he said, as long as you remember that, you'll do well in agency. And the second thing, think is, whatever they say and do is the most important thing to them. So that is something you should support. The idea being that when you do social media, don't talk about you, talk about them talking about you. Yeah? And that's it. And that's what agents don't realise, because they've been so used to a newspaper. Right, we're putting a pie chart in there, we're dominant. And that, you know, would bring them business.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Chris.